Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, is April the 8th, 2016. What? As we are moving along for the second quarter of this year, 2016, building your network, building your business is like never before, ongoing. I am super excited today because of all of the things that I've shared with a lot of the clients and customers and people who are looking to start their own businesses. It is really picking up more so now than ever, and I'm really excited about that because it is a great opportunity for us to grow and make sure that we're doing everything possible to build. Okay, now we're back as we go. Technical difficulties, but I'm excited nonetheless because of the fact that GT Professional Radio, we're here to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Business Talk Radio is picking up big time, of course, and a lot of great opportunities. We've got tools and tips that we're going to be sharing on the show. Special guests that we have on the show, I want to thank all of my special guests this year and last year who have been participating with us on the show by sharing their opportunities and their information as reference to how they were able to overcome some of the obstacles when it comes to starting a business, building your business, marketing your business. And I think that is one of the biggest things that everybody's asking about marketing. How do we market the business successfully? How do we get it out there in the marketplace? But basically just by doing your everyday thing, keeping it simple, making sure your content is straight, your website is tight, in reference to that, and that you're getting feedback on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to your business. If you're getting good feedback and feedback from your business, that is a great sign that you're doing something right. You want to be able to measure your success based on the information given amongst your peers, amongst the people, whatever product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. You want to make sure you get feedback on a regular, consistent basis. This will help you to make sure you do things that's working to continue, and things that may not be working right, you want to tweak. You want to basically go back and revamp it and restructure it in a certain way to where it starts adding more growth. To me, ladies and gentlemen, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. That's where we stick the pin at, and that's where I continue to share information in reference to that. If you're new to starting a business this year, 2016, this is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, like never before, to get it moving and running. But your business plan, marketing plan, understanding the marketing five P's of marketing, we're talking about people, product, promotion, and learning the fact of what your competitors are doing in the marketplace or what they're not doing in the marketplace, that's going to help you be unique and different than everyone else. You want to be set apart from everyone else. Observe the masses, ladies and gentlemen, and do the opposite. So that will help you to put together a solid network as well as building strategic relationships in your community where you are. connecting with churches, nonprofit organizations, your chamber of commerce, your local libraries, your coffee shops, grocery stores, gas stations, all of these other entities that's in your surrounding area, you need to be pitching it to on a regular daily basis. Making sure if you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, if you're doing that, Instagram, you got Google Plus now, all of these things that you can do on Bing, Yahoo, and Google, advertising your business. Banner ads. We do that here at GT Professional Network Radio. We create banner ads so that way you guys can have something to tag. When people click it, it points them directly to your website with the information that you want to promote. That's all about that P, promotion. You have to make sure you're promoting your business on a regular weekly basis. You must consistently do this, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to see growth, if you have a brick-and-mortar location or if you have an online business. Especially if you're online business, promotions should be running like clockwork. You should be running promotions on a regular basis, whereas that way you can get the feedback you're looking for, understand what the people want, need, can afford, and that if your product business, if they like the product, what do they like about the product? What was it about the product that got them to purchase from you in the first place? And how did you promote it for them to get to buy from you? So you want to look at all these areas to measure so that way you can do your thing and continue to promote it on a regular basis. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're giving incentives, utilizing your customers as your runners, word of mouth, getting it out there, helping them by educating them and equipping them with the tools that they need to share with others. If you have a website, you want to make sure you post that. You want to make sure you give them, if you have a business card or brochure about the product or service that you're providing, you want to put things in people's hands so that way they can continue to talk about it and share it with others that they know. Remember, they know more people than you do. So your goal is to get as much information to them as possible, but keeping it simple, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. If you keep it simple, it will continue to grow. Others can adopt to it, and you're not making it like it's a test or it's a college curriculum. So you want to make sure you do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you want to keep up on everything that we're talking about here. You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So I'm super excited about the churches that we've assisted on the websites that we've created for them, as well as nonprofit organizations. Dr. Lewis in North Las Vegas, Nevada for Lupus of Nevada. I'm really excited about what they got coming up in May, which is going to be Lupus World Day for the month of May. We're talking about lupus and women and men suffering from that autoimmune disease. So, and we're also helping out with the crisis that's going on in Flint, Michigan. We were talking with the person there in reference to that, Miss Allen, and I'm really excited for Marcel Allen, what she's put together, and making sure that everybody has clean water and that they're getting the pipes to be replaced there and getting their own water system put together in Flint, Michigan. So that's a great opportunity. And thank goodness for the mayor. We want to continue to thank her efforts, the president, Obama, and all his team, and everybody who's also supported, from the actors to the local residents and people across the country and across the globe who have also participated in helping them out in Flint, Michigan. So that goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's possible. It's always possible to obtain and do the things that's necessary when it comes to helping out in the community. Where are you at right now within your community? What do you see that's lacking that you can assist in that can also bring health and growth to your area, to the people around you? It's all about the people, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what makes a business grow faster, better, and because we don't forget about the people. Remember the PHP effect, people helping people? You help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. So it's all about the PHP effect. Are you utilizing that in your business plan, marketing plan, and in your company? Are you treating your people that you put on board on your team with respect? Are you giving them their due diligence, and are you giving them room for their creative juices to flow to help your company grow even better, bigger? So you want to look at all these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, that's in your midst that you don't want to forget about. So I'm super excited about that. It's a great opportunity here, and we're in Houston, Texas. It's a great day, Freedom Friday, as we continue on our Freedom Growth Month for the month of, and we want to make sure that you all have what is necessarily needed to continue to grow, build, and be successful in the marketplace. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, that we want to continue to build and grow and be successful in the marketplace. So without further ado, without that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, every Friday, this time, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be talking about topics and tools that's going to help you to grow, to just kind of take a 30-minute break so you can listen to something that's going to be more beneficial, that you can get your team to wrap around, and that you can educate people. Always giving them guys the great experience, and you want to make sure you give your customers and clients and partners great experience. It's all about how we greet them, how we relate, we educate, and we ask and we thank them for all of the things that they've done in reference to helping us. You help enough people, ladies and gentlemen, get what they want. Again, you will also have what you want. So with that, I want to say it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And again, I want to say continue to build the faith, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the growth and keep building your dreams.